Sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of shvius. Is it mutter to be mevatel shvius produce so that it no longer has kedusha shvius? And in the previous shiurim, we brought raya's that yes, it is permitted as opposed to truma. In the previous shiur, we were mechalek between shvius and truma. So if it's true that there's no iser to be gairin bittel kedusha miperes shviyas, efshel lahoitzi chidush din nifla behektim shalosh hakdamos. Again, this is based on the Torah of Moav Rabbi Agon Agadol Rechaim Meir Horowitz. The Chazon Ish in shviyas in Simen Tes Sif Katan Vav is mistapik besfichei shviyas. We know that sfichim, what one didn't plant, but grows in the ground on shviyas. Seeds that fell into the ground and shviyas, Chazal asered eating svichim. In English, we call this an aftergrowth. So, the din of svichim is that it's asur derabbanon. And the shaila is it mutul abdon biyad shemidoy raisa their kadosh bekedusha shviyas, or maybe since belav hachi, einam oimdim shuv la'achila, mutar la'afsidon min ha'Torah. Maybe on one hand, d'oraisa they're holy, so you're not allowed to be mafsid them. Or maybe, since anyway you're not allowed to eat them, mid'oraisa, mid'rabbanon, mutar la'afsidon min ha'Torah. And he proves from the Gemara in Psochim on 50b. Hamoch Parashus, Mokh Shem Chai, Birlak Mishchai, Bibir, Chai, Lavar, Paris, and Darabon, and Yavin Alai Chomri Mokham Shaholach Lisham. That the din is that if you take Peros Shvis from a place that's not Chayav Bibiur Peros Shvis, to a place that is Chayav Bibiur, as we explained in the previous Shiurim, Peros Shvis, you have to be Mevayar, you have to be Mafkir, destroy the Peros Midrabonon, because you get the Chomrei Hamokom Shaholach L'sham. Since in the place where you are, it's Chayiv in Biur Shviyas, Memela, you are Chayiv Midrabonon, to be Mevayar these Peros with an Ayin. So the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Biur Peros Shviyas is Sreifa. He holds Biur Kipshuto, that you have to actually burn it. So it's muchach that even though min ha-toira ein ha-perot chayavim bibiur midairais denat chayav bibiur, since midrabonon there aser ba'achila and chayav in biur, there is no longer an iser min ha-toira lehafsidam. So you are allowed to destroy peros shviyas svichim that midairais are b'seder gamur, but midrabonon you're not allowed to eat them, and these are allowed to, you're allowed to burn them, as we see from Psachim 50b. Now, if you take them to a place that is chayiv, to not chayiv and beer, to a place that is chayiv, you have to burn them. Even though they're rice, they're roy. So you see that since midrabbanan are roy, you can burn them. So that answers his shaila of svichei shviyas she'asrim chazal, that it's mutar la'abdon biyad. So that's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, it would appear that a person who lights ner Chanukah b'shemen shel shvi'it mutar lo lisrof hanotar me'ashemen shekivan she'ashemen ne'asar b'hana'a u'b'achila she'uktza l'mitzvat ner Chanukah shuv ein isur lafsida min ha'Torah. Somebody who's madlik ner Chanukah with the oil of shvi'is, you are allowed to burn the remaining oil. Since the shemen is asur b'hana'a u'b'achila because it was set aside for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there is no longer an iser lahafsidam min ha-Torah, because they are no longer oimdim la'achila, the same svara of the Chazon Ish. It's since midrabbanan their aser, there's no iser anymore of burning them, of destroying it. That's hakdama number two. Hakdama number three is that if that's true, then it will be mutter lechatchila lechora to be madlik ner Chanukah b'shemen shel shvi'it, because what should we be choshish for? If it's that you're using shemen shel shvi'is and you can't be nene me'ashemen b'zman delei kaso, that's not true, because immediately when the fire is lit, and it becomes asur behanah, there's no asur lafsida. The moment you light the fire, all the oil becomes asur behanah, because it's set aside for Ner Chanukah. So there's no asur lafsida. So the Isser Hanah and the Hafkas HaKadusha comes at once. The second he lights the candle, then it's going to be Asr Bahanah, and the Kedusha is going to be Mufka from this Shemen. And if it's that, you're going to say there's a Chshash that by lighting the candle you are causing a Hafkas HaKadusha, that's not true. Because we said that you're allowed to be Mafkia the Kedusha of Peres Shvius. So that would be a Chiddush Din. You're allowed to light Ner Chanukah b'shemen shel Shvi'it. Hagoyin Reb Meir Arik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, b'sefer Imre Yosher, b'siman Kuf, nish'al haim mutar lehadlik Ner Chanukah b'shemen shel Shvi'it. והשיב שלמאן דאמר שנר חנוכה אסור להשתמש לאורה, אסור להדליק בשמן של שביעית. He says, if you hold אסור להשתמש לאורה, you're not allowed to be מדליק בשמן של שביעית, because then you're אסורing you're assuring it Bahana, and that's destroying the Shvius. That's Hefseid. Now you're getting no benefit from it. Lachla Balola Hefseid. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Meir Arik. And we have to say that he holds, like we mentioned in the previous year, the Tosfos Yontif and the Mishnah Rishonah, that even Sfichim, you are now allowed to be Ma'abed Min HaTorah. But even though anyway it's Asur D'Rabbanan, it's still Asur Ma'abed Min HaTorah. So here also, since even though it's Asur D'Rabbanan to be Nana from this Shemen, nevertheless you're now allowed to destroy it Min HaTorah. However, it would seem that what we're saying is not true. Because the Hafkas HaKedusha is taking place only after the Shemen is becoming Asur Behanah. First it was Asur Behanah, and it had Kedusha Shvius, and then Ir Mafkia the Kedusha. Then the Kedusha is Mufka. Because when it became Asur Behanah, when he lit the candle, it still had Kedusha Shvius. In other words, it's a process. There's stage one and stage two. It's not that the Isser Hanah and the Kedusha Shvius are coming at the same time. First there's an Isser Hanah, and once there's an Isser Hanah, now you can say that there's no longer Kedusha Shvius. Like we said, now that it's Asur Behanah D'Rabbanan, so it no longer has Kedusha Shvius, you're allowed to destroy it. But the first second, it became Asur Behanah when it still had Kedusha Shvius. So the very fact that you're causing Shemen Shel Shvius to become Asur Behanah, that's a Hefseid L'Peres Shvius. Masha'enkin, when you're Ma'arev Peres Shvius B'Roev Chulin, you're not Mafsid the Peres Shvius, because you're not Asuring it B'Achilo Behanah. Just that through the Bittel, the Kedusha goes away. And with this we could be Miyashi what it says in Bechoyrois and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that Behemes Shvius Patur Min HaBechoyro Dele Ochlo Omar Rachmana Veloy Lisreifa Ve'emurei HaBechor Niktarim Al Gabei HaMizbeach. So if this bechayra had been purchased with behemas, with demei shviyas, so now it has kedusha shviyas. So you are not allowed; it's pater from bringing it as a bechor, because the Torah says it's la'achla v'lola hafsid, and the emurim of the bechor are going to be burned on the mizbeach. Now, if we say that it's aser behan achilu behana, the fact that it's aser to be eaten and to be benefited from, that means that pakamine kedusha shviyas, that the kedusha shviyas goes away. So why is it pater mina bechora? The moment the kedusha bechora is chal, memela paka isur lafsido the sofa. Sharei asur ve'achila ubehana'a ve'kashya mikan adavrei chazon ish legabei svichin. When the kedushas habachoyr is chal on this animal, there's no more isur to burn it, because it's asur ba'achila ubehana. So what did the Chazon Ish say? The Chazon Ish said that Sfichei Shviyis, that are Aser Bahana, you're allowed to be Ma'abed Midaraisa. So too this Behemas Shviyis, which is Aser Bahana, you should be allowed to destroy it Midaraisa. What's the problem? And yet the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that even though you're not allowed to eat this animal, and you're not allowed to be nana from this animal, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to bring it as a bechor, because it has kedusha. It has kedusha. Why should it have? Why should it be aser? It's aser ba'no ba'achila. So it should be mutter to burn it. So based on what we said, we can understand very well that what happens first, it gets kedushas shviyas, kedushas bechora, and then after it gets kedushas bechora, the kedushas shviyas is nifka. Then the kedushas shviyas goes away, and since the kedushas shviyas shebi bechor kodem likedushat habchora shebo. What comes first? What comes first is the Kedusha Shviyas. And then the Kedusha Bechaira. Because when does it become holy as the Bechor? Beleida. Petarechem talarechmana. And when did it already get Kedusha Shviyas? Bimeimo. So when the Kedusha Bechor is chal on the animal, that's mafsid the Kedusha Shviyas. Because the Kedusha Shviyas fell first. That's what we said about the Ner Chanukah. Then when it became Asur Bahana, it still had Kedusha Shviyas. And therefore you're now allowed to cause it to become Asur Bahana, because that's going to cause the Kedusha Shviyas to go away. The very fact that you make an Isur Hana, that's a Hefseid. Very Yisr Hana is a Hefseid Shel Perish Shviyas, and only afterwards the Kedushas Shviyas is going away. So here's the same idea. At first it gets Kedusha Shviyas, it has Kedusha Shviyas, and only after it has Kedusha Shviyas, now it's going to become, when it's born, it's going to become Asur Bahana. It's not Boim Ka'achas, the Kedusha Shviyas and the Isur Hana. First it has Kedusha Shviyas, and then the Isur Hana is going to cause the Kedusha Shviyas to go away, that we can't have. That's why the Gemara says that you know that it's not Kadosh B'Kedusha Sabachora. Because you make a Kadosh B'Kedusha Sabachora, that means that the Isur Hana is going to be Mafkir, the Kedusha Shviyas. Now we can't have, just like by Ner Chanukah. You can't have the person light Ner Chanukah B'Shem and Shel Shviyas. because the moment he lights, he's causing the Isra Hana on, this, on the Kedusha Shvius. Here too, the animal is born, that's causing the Isra Hana, something that already had Kedusha Shvius. And that's a hefset for Shvius. So therefore the Gemara says, alright, so it isn't Kaddish B'Kedusha Sabachoyla. Okay, so there's more to say on this topic. There's a beautiful raya that it's usher to be goyrein hafkas kedusha shvius. But that is not for our. Till now, we've been going that it's there's no isser to be goyrein the bittul kedusha of peiros shvius. But there's a raya that it is usher ligram hafkas kedusha shvius. And Emir Tashem for Zoche, we'll have another shir and we'll talk more about this. And we should be Zoche, Lil Modul Lamed, Lishmor Velas, Lakhams Kodabri Samotharas, we have Amen Gamein. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Bli Nether, hope we Zoche to continue. Shalom, shalom.